And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order dismantling the Department of Education. The order directs newly confirmed Educational Secretary Linda McMahon to take all necessary steps to facilitate the closure while ensuring uninterrupted delivery of services. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard have joined the Trump administration's effort to protect the unborn by ending abortion travel funding after the president's executive order reinforcing the Hyde Amendment. The military branches will no longer reimburse service members for abortion-related travel or grant administrative leave for the procedure. Meanwhile, a new watchdog report reveals Planned Parenthood CEOs are making staggering salaries, averaging over $350,000 annually, triple what the average nonprofit CEO earns. The organization's president saw her compensation jump 32% since 2021 to $904,000, all while Planned Parenthood received $699.3 million in taxpayer funding. At least 32 public school districts in Rhode Island are actively concealing children's gender confusion from their parents, affecting over 113,000 students. According to Parents Defending Education, these districts have parental exclusion policies based on state guidance, instructing schools to speak with student first before discussing a student's gender nonconformity with their parents. Meanwhile, a Clinton-appointed judge has ordered Indiana's Department of Correction to provide taxpayer-funded sex change surgery to a convicted child murderer. The Attorney General of Indiana rightly objected, stating convicted murderers don't get to demand that taxpayers foot the bill for expensive and controversial sex change operations. A culture that prioritizes the feelings of criminals over justice for victims has lost its moral compass entirely. Saturday Night Live on NBC has reached a new low, airing what critics described as a satanic ritual featuring Lady Gaga summoning demons. The sketch, which happened earlier this month, included demonic invocations, blood drinking, and human sacrifice, all for laughs. When mainstream entertainment normalizes satanic imagery and mockery of Christian beliefs, it's no wonder the culture that we're living in is in a spiritual freefall. A French politician has demanded the U.S. return the Statue of Liberty. Yes, that's true, and it's not over immigration policies, as you might expect, but rather because of President Trump's peace talks with Russia and Ukraine and his scaling back of university research overhead costs. They have a term for when you give someone a gift and then demand it back because something in your relationship changes. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.